I am.
All right, I'd like to call order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Meridian Development Corporation. It's July 24th, 2019, which I understand is Quicken Road's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Diane. Happy birthday to you.
You have another really special day today.
5-0, baby.
What happened 50 years ago today? My mom watched it on Black Point TV in the hospital. What happened?
The landing of the Halloween return. That was like a day or two.
No, so they landed on the moon on the 20th, and then they landed back safely on Earth on the 24th. My mom watched it at the hospital.
Pioneer Day.
So I have more space.
Christy,
my mother.
Well, happy birthday.
Utah's closing.
You're right.
Yep.
Let's do a roll call. Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Basilone.
Here.
Commissioner Beard.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Birthday girl. Commissioner Byrne.
Here.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Here.
Council Aiken.
Here.
Administrator Squires.
Here.
All right, do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Chair, I move that we confirm the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner McCarville and a second by Commissioner Byrne. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
That sounded unanimous.
I can't vote unless he was so moved.
That's not a motion.
I know, that's why I said it. You did, that's right.
Now you distracted me.
Sorry.
All right, on to the number four, the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the July 10th, 2019 regular meeting and the June 2019 financials and notices of bills paid.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bevan.
I move that we approve the consent agenda, which consists of the minutes of the July 2019 meeting and the June 2019 financials and bills paid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Bevan and a second by Commissioner Byrne. Any discussion? If not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Basilone.
Aye.
Commissioner Beard.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. On to the consideration of approval of the task order with Keller Associates for the property survey of Union Pacific Railroad property. First on the resolution 19-026, Ashley.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I tried to outline the thought process in the email with the board packets. At the last meeting, or a month ago, we received the lease with Union Pacific and for that center portion. Subsequent conversations with UP, despite what you read in the media right now, we may be getting the easternmost parcel to be able to include into what we are going to be doing for parking. And so I went ahead and got two proposals from Keller and Associates for the survey. The one just for the center parcel is for $4,400, including both parcels is $5,900. What I would ask of this board, if you are willing to consider this, is I'm hoping that we'll have an answer from UP, clear direction, by the end of this month. And if you could approve up to the $5,900, so if we don't ultimately get that parcel, I can just move ahead with the center parcel. If we are able to incorporate that, I don't have to come back to you to request approval. But I've included both for your review, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Mr. Chair, did you say $5,900?
Yes.
For
both parcels.
For both. For 44, for just the one.
Just the one.
Does anyone have any questions?
No.
No. Okay, Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Byrne.
I move that we approve consideration approval of the task force of Keller Associates up to $5,900. $5,900.
I'll get the weight.
To raise the resolution then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
Good. He's ready. Yeah.
Just hold that thought.
Appreciate Trey's enthusiasm. This is resolution 19-026. A resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the 2019 task order for engineering services for the preparation of a survey of the Union Pacific Railroad property south of East Broadway between East 3rd and Main Street in downtown Meridian under the professional services agreement with Meridian Development Corporation and Keller Associates, Inc., authorizing execution of the task order agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the task order agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the task order agreement, and providing an effective date.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve resolution 19-026, consideration approval of the task order with Keller Associates up to $5,900, as read by Council Lakey.
Second. So a motion by Commissioner Burke and second by Commissioner McCardle. Is there any discussion? If not, let's do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere?
Aye.
Commissioner McCardle?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Burke?
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. That resolution is approved. Number six, the task order amendment for the construction administration of the CDBG downtown sidewalk project and corresponding resolution.
I know. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, when Civil Survey bid the construction management of this project, it was under the assumption we were only going to go out to bid once. Well, you know, we went out to bid three times in order to get the project moving forward, and so this is just to accommodate that overage at this time. They tried to see how far they could get in the process to see if they were actually going to need to come back to us. They've been really great to work with. But they are asking for a change order in the amount of $7,160, and it seems reasonable given the amount of work that they have provided for us during those two additional bidding periods. Would request your approval, please.
Any questions for Ashley on that? Not. Council Lakey, will you bring the trick and punch and reach
sure.
Out?
This is resolution 19027, resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency in Meridian, Idaho, approving the amendment to task order 3 under the professional services agreement for engineering services for certain sidewalk improvements between the Meridian Development Corporation and Civil Survey Consultants, authorizing execution of the task order amendment by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the task order amendment, and authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the task order agreement and providing an effective date.
I move that we approve resolution 19-027 as written for the record by council.
So, motion by Commissioner Bassalone and second by Commissioner Beard. Is there any discussion?
I do have a couple questions about that. So, I remember we've been talking about this forever.
Mm-hmm.
But so the $100, we were able to get those carried over. Where are we at on the cycle? So, are we going to have to do another carryover?
And Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Bevin, they actually moved over the dollars from East 3rd Street that was for this program year into that project as well too. So the project will be completed in early October. Probably about 80-90% of the project will be billed out by the end of this fiscal year. I'm working on the budget right now that will probably carry over about 20% over into the next fiscal year. But based on the current schedule, and they've been out working and doing it, starting the construction of it, they'll have most of it completed.
So that $7,000
will come from our special projects line
okay.
Item.
LLC and corresponding resolution 19-028. Council Lakey, you want to take this?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. This is something, as you know, we've been kind of working on for a little while. It relates to the public parking project that would be incorporated into MKA's purchase and then development of the Retail West property, just south of the tracks over there off Main Street. And this is the development agreement between MDC and MKA. There's going to be a related agreement, not tied to this, but between MKA and Retail West that is referenced in here that I'll talk about in a minute. And then we have the potential, we've been talking about also an owner participation agreement, which relates to some of the public improvements, sidewalks and things that aren't part of this. This is related to the public parking, and that OPA will come separately. This was emailed out, and you have a hard copy in front of you. The hard copy that you had is a red line on the most recent draft that Mr. Wardle and I exchanged, but we do have Josh here from Wardle and Clark, also representative from Keller here to chime in and answer any questions as we go through. So we'll fill in the date. We still need to get the legal description and attach that, but the meat of it is here. The vast majority of it's here. I'll just kind of hit some of the high points and then stop me and ask me any questions if you have them. But on page 3, the first high point I'll touch base on is the number of spaces. That's been part of our discussion. MKA will be constructing a building about 18,000 square feet, and they're proposing to construct 44 private parking spaces for their facility. I asked Josh, I wasn't sure if I counted incorrectly, but as I tried to look at the spaces on the diagram, I wasn't sure if it was 42 or 44. Then they will be constructing 43 spaces, which is the public parking, on the property that they'll be using or leasing from UP, pursuant to a UP lease. So that's the high point on that page. The next page, on page 4, we added some recitals regarding that Retail West agreement that will be put in place that will give us access across the Retail West property and then the MKA property to provide access to those public spaces, those public parking spaces, so for us and the public. On page 5, it references the exhibits that we'll talk about in just a minute, but there's a list of reimbursable improvements, and then there's also a timeline that's attached in Exhibit F. I'll be going over that timeline with you. I've just got that today, and I don't know that I got it included in the copies, but I'll go over that with you. On page 6, this again was kind of our standard format, but it specifies that this isn't for speculation. They have a specific obligation to move forward with their plan on the building and construct the public parking. And then this is a reimbursement arrangement, as always, where once they complete the public improvements and they provide us the documentation that we need, then we make a reimbursement payment to them. It also notes, as is typical, the fact that we're relying on reputation and experience in our relationship with MKA, with Keller, and that they can't make significant changes in their operation without our reasonable consent, because we're basing this agreement on the trust that we have with them. On to page 8, as I mentioned, there's that reciprocal agreement between Retail West and MKA that's going to be executed in conjunction with this agreement. The easement language is that additional red language you can see there at the bottom of page 9. And it provides that essentially we're going to be a third-party beneficiary to their contract. So we're not going to be a signatory to their contract, but they are granting us specific rights in their agreement. And those rights are for access and easement across their property and then giving us standing and the ability to enforce that right under their contract. And also that easement cannot be canceled during the life of the Urban Renewal Agency. On page 10, The agreement remains in place as long as, well, until the expiration of the Urban Renewal District. And thus, their obligation for the public spaces expires on the expiration of the Urban Renewal Agency, or excuse me, the Urban Renewal District. That's December 31 of 2026. So there's a limited time frame we're talking about for public parking. On page 11, this is their request. The request is to reimburse them for the reimbursable public portion of the reimbursable public improvements in the amount of $200,000. That does not include Commissioner Vlasic, the fencing. They will be paying for the fencing on the UP portion themselves. That's the breakdown of those two costs. So we're reimbursing them for 79.84% of their total reimbursable improvement budget, and they're bearing the expense of 20.16%. On page 12, that covers the expectations regarding the public parking. So it's first come, first serve. It's available 24/7. We can put reasonable limitations on the individual use, so somebody doesn't go get to park there as a public member of the public for 3 days or 24 hours or whatever. We can put limitations on that. Also, MKA will not be parking their fleet vehicles in the public parking area unless it's for loading and unloading. And they are responsible to make sure that Retail West follows those same rules. They don't park their vehicles in the public parking area. If there's an abandoned vehicle, they're responsible to make sure that that's towed. They'll also, on page 13, provide us their plans and documents. We have an opportunity, but not a requirement, to comment and participate if we want to make any changes or alterations. Standard indemnification. We'll record a memorandum, as we usually do, of this agreement, but it's going to be recorded against the MKA property, not the UP property. They also have an obligation to keep us informed as things progress, pay their taxes. One item that's also important, and there's something that's different than the draft you had, in the default provisions on page 18, the way the default provisions work, either side can terminate upon default of the other, but there's a 30-day cure period. We have to provide notice. And then on page 20, there's some additional language that Josh and I came up with, but I inserted the language that if this agreement's terminated because of MKA's default, then we don't have any obligation to pay for the reimbursable improvements, and they have to give us back the money that we paid up to that point. If we paid it all, then we get that money back. So that makes sure that we don't pay for the improvements and then something goes south and the public parking goes away or there's a violation of the agreement. They wanted to make sure that since they also have a UP lease, that if UP, they have full unilateral authority over their lease. They can terminate their lease and then the public parking could go away in the discretion of UP. Nobody anticipates that's going to happen during our life, but if UP just terminates it unilaterally after we've executed this, our agreement's still in place, they still keep their reimbursement. But if UP terminates because of their violation, then we get the money back. So basically, if they default to either us or UP, then we get the money back that we paid. And on page, at least my page 24, the agreement is dependent on the lease with UP. If the UP lease isn't executed and we don't get a copy within 30 days, then this agreement becomes null and void. The site plan is Exhibit C. The areas that UP owns that will be leased is Exhibit D. The list of reimbursable improvements, the total list, that's Exhibit E. Again, we're only paying for a portion of that. And then the timeline, it's fairly general, and I'm okay with fairly general. It's up to you all if you need more specifics. But essentially, July 1, 2019, they'll have submitted their Certificate of Zoning Compliance and Design Review Application to the city. So that's passed already. I think Mr. Wardle mentioned they have. Mid-September 2019, so coming up in the next couple of months, they'll submit plans to the building department for a building permit. Mid-October 2019, they'll commence construction. Late summer 2020, they'll pave the parking area. And then late fall 2020, there'll be substantial completion of the building and the parking lot. So late fall, late summer, those are the kind of deadlines we have in here. It's enforceable, but it provides some flexibility as well. If you want something more specific, we can ask them about that today. And that's it, Mr. Chairman. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Our exhibit F is blank.
Yes.
That's
what I was reading, the timeline. Yes. I hit print when I left on copies, and I went to the copier, and it left. It wasn't there. So I don't know what happened. But so basically, that's the timeline I just read.
One quick question. Anywhere in there stating the ongoing maintenance of the public parks?
They're responsible for the maintenance of the public park. All we're doing is reimbursing.
Does anybody have any questions? Is the streetscape going to include historical lighting along Broadway? Main Street and Bowen?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Bassalone, that would be part of the owner participation agreement, not this one. So I'm not sure if that would be included.
I was just looking at, there is streetscape in the sketch.
Yep, this agreement is just for the parking.
Okay, so that will be coming back later. Okay.
Any more questions, anyone?
Mr. Chairman, you might give Josh and Mr. Keller a representative.
Okay.
Chime in or add anything.
Want to join us? And maybe just come up to the table if you would and say your name for the record, please.
Brandon Keller with Keller Associates and also UKA. Just a little bit on the schedule, it was very preliminary. I mean, the hope is that we're starting sooner rather than later, but we know everyone's busy. And so we like to move it forward as fast as we can, but it may slide some. We need to get into a new office. We're excited to be downtown. Do appreciate you guys considering this, and we look forward to being down there, being neighbors with you guys.
We do too.
Yes. It's exciting to see progress on some of the parcels.
We can ask that question, but I anticipate.
And just really quickly, great project, great part of town. I'd like to thank Todd for working with us and working through negotiating this. Big help, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, ask a question. Are you envisioning a one lump sum reimbursement? And the reason why I'm asking that question is we're working on our draft budget for this upcoming fiscal year. And if you're not going to be completing until late fall of 2020, that'll be fiscal year 2021 for us. And so I'm just trying to get a handle on what your thinking is. Either way, it would just be nice to know from a certainty standpoint, so that way I can incorporate it into our budget if needed for 2020.
Yeah, we want to pay toward the end of next summer, fall before it gets into colder weather, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't want to pay before that. I don't anticipate too much before that with the buildings in and tearing it up. So it would be nice to have a one-off payment at the end.
Okay. Will that affect how we have to put some of it? Would we budget for all of it this coming year?
I think we'd probably split it a little bit.
Would we? Okay.
If you guys split it,
our fiscal year ends at the end of September. So if you're looking at this, that's early fall. To me, late fall is towards December.
Yeah. I mean, if you're...
So we could include a little bit towards the end of
I
September for next fiscal year and then the rest of it in 2021.
Okay.
It would all have to be after it's done. So in other words, if you finish early, we may have to split payments. If you finish as projected, we can do it all at once.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions for anyone? No? Well, if not,
get it done.
Yeah. Council Lakey, would you read the title of the resolution, please?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 19-028. Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Uterine Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the development agreement between the and Radia Development Corporation, MKA LLC, to develop a public parking lot on property leased by MKA from the Union Pacific Railroad, authorizing execution of the agreement by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, and providing an effective date.
Thank you. We have a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we approve resolution number 19-028 as read in by council.
A motion by Commissioner Vlasic and a second by Commissioner DeVere. Is there any discussion? Not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
Commissioner DeVere?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarvel?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne?
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Aye.
And I am aye as well. Resolution is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We look forward to progress.
Mr. Chairman, and Josh and gentlemen, just practically, I'm thinking maybe, Josh, if you can get me a clean with the legal inserted, then you guys can either sign and get it to us, or we can get it to our folks and sign and get it to you.
Okay. We'll send over a sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk. We'll get some.
Okay. Great.
All right. On to item number 8. Executive session pursuant to Idaho Code Section 74-2061C to consider acquiring interest in real property which is not owned by a public agency. So we need a motion to go into executive session.
I move that we move into executive session pursuant to Idaho Code Section 74-2061C.
Second. So motion by Commissioner Bassalone and a second by Commissioner Byrne.
Sorry.
Any discussion? Do we need a roll call vote? Okay. Roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic?
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone?
Aye.
Commissioner Beard?
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville?
Aye.